the voice of Branch County for high school sports. AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Stepien spread out to the left, and the Meester in the backfield. There's a give, help, and a reverse.
They're running the reverse, and an option by Stepien, and a catch at the 41.
Coldwater Cardinal football is on the air.
Making the handoff, and got hit as he got the ball off. The ball is pulled down at the 40-yard line. An interception by Coldwater's Logan Taggart.
Logan Taggart with a big interception there.
Brought to you by these members of the WTVB Sports Boosters Club, Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Branch County Abstract and Title, Culey's Jewelry, Drew's Place of Coldwater, Hale at Auto and RV, McDonald's of Branch County, Meyer, Nottawa Gas Company of Nottawa and Tekonsha, OmniSource, Pines Behavioral Health, Rainbow Motor Sales, Short's Rip Beer Stand, Union Pallet and Container, Warner Oil Company, and Willow's Bar and Grill.
And it goes to Cooper Murphy up the middle. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Coldwater. And warm greetings from Cardinal Field here on the Coldwater High School campus. Coldwater Cardinal football on the air for the last time on the home turf. It's the Cardinals against the Gull Lake Blue Devils for the first and last time here at historic Cardinal Field. I'm Sean Watson. To my left is Quinn Berry. Nice night for football. A little on the chilly side, but that's what you expect for Week 8.
Well, it's beautiful, actually, for football tonight. You know, low 50s, and these gentlemen out here on the field will be comfortable out there. You know, it's not raining or anything, so we look for a good ball game tonight.
Well, both the Coldwater Cardinals and the Gull Lake Blue Devils come in with identical 3-4 overall records, 3-2, and right in the middle of things in the SMAC East race for the Cardinals. They lost last week at Lakeview 56-7. Really, the less said about that, probably the better.
Probably the better, Sean. That was just one of those nights where nothing went right for the Cardinals right out of the chute. And we just never could put it together all night long. We lost a couple of key contributors that we'll talk about as the evening goes tonight. But just never got it going, and Spartans are a pretty good team. And I talked to a couple coaches this week, and they both told me they can't remember when they seen a team that hit or was as physical at the high school level than what they saw last week with the Lakeview Spartans.
Well, as an end result, we lost starting quarterback Luke Beckhusen. He'll be out this week suffering the after effects of a concussion. Same deal with Zach DeMeester. He's out with a concussion. Second leading rusher on the season, Bryant Garrett, he was injured early in the Lakeview game, separated his shoulder, and it wasn't the hit by the Lakeview defender that took him out on one of the kick returns. It was actually when Garrett hit the ground that his shoulder got wrecked.
Well, if you remember right, we both said at the time he got hit, he got nailed pretty good, but it wasn't the direct hit, it was the hit of the ground afterwards. So he, with a separated shoulder, will be done for the season.
And then lastly, Luke Stempien is out with a knee injury, and we're not quite sure if that was the same knee that he tore his ACL out on last year that caused him to miss the second half of the football season.
Well, I noticed down there on the sidelines tonight, limping around pretty good on that left knee, so he'll be out at least tonight, and it could be he might be done for the season, too. And also Spencer Burns, who we lost about, what, 2-3 weeks ago, that was a real key contributor at the linebacker spot early in the year. So Cardinals are kind of tough physical shape tonight.
So as a result, three players are called up from the JV teams, and all three JV call-ups will be starting. We got Brandon Lewis. He'll be starting in the secondary. He was the starting quarterback for the JV squad. Addison Duda starting as a tight end. And Sam DeMeester, Zach's younger brother, just a freshman. About this time last year, he had just finished up his eighth-grade Rocket football season. But Sam, tonight, will be starting as fullback.
Sam, not quite as big as his brother, Zach, but a pretty quick young man. Can really run out there, and he's tough as nails. And getting his first start at the varsity level, and we'll be able to call his name the next 3 years.
Well, going over the stats from last week's game, Beck Hughes an 0-9 passing. He also had 4 carries for minus 18 yards, and that's really a testament to the Lakeview defense. Cooper Murphy led the ground game, 18 carries, 93 yards. Sawyer Murphy, 3 carries, 22 yards, and Coldwater's only score, Tyler Rankin led the defense with six tackles. Chris Vandenhout had five. Scott Sowers, Darian Bradley, and Joel Jepson had four tackles apiece. And talking about the Lakeview defense, only allowing the Cardinals to get 112 yards of total offense, nothing through the air. Lakeview outgained Coldwater 410 yards to 112. That pans out to 278 to 112 on the ground, 132 to nothing through the air.
Well, the big thing was, and that doesn't really tell you the whole story, because in the first half, we absolutely, I can't remember what the stat was, but like you said, no yards passing and very few yards rushing. The majority of that 112 yards, Sean, came basically in the fourth quarter.
During the running clock situation, when backups were in the lineups all the way around for the most part.
Yes, pretty much so.
So for the season, Luke Beckhusen now 21 of 55 for 426 yards, three touchdowns, four interceptions when he's passing. When he's on the ground, 53 carries, 206 yards, and two touchdowns. But again, he's sitting out tonight with a concussion. Colin Wark, through the limited time that he's played quarterback this season, 0 of 1, no yards, no touchdowns, an interception. 11 carries, 8 yards, 1 touchdown, averaging 1.1 yards carrying the limited duty that he saw. Those are sure to go up tonight. Cooper Murphy, the leading rusher, 120 carries, 674 yards, 7 touchdown, averaging 5.6 yards a carry. Brian Garrett basically finishes the season with 85 carries, 420 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Luke Stempien, the leading receiver, again out with a knee injury. He's had 9 catches for 143 yards. Look for Sawyer Murphy. And also, who's the other tight end? As Addison Duda. To be targets of the passing game should Colin decide to throw the ball. Meanwhile, the Blue Devils, we mentioned, same record as the Cardinals, 3-4 overall, 3-2 in the SMAC East. Lost their first three games at Portage Northern, 33-0. Lost against Lakeshore, 51-27. Lost a very tight contest to Sturgis, 28-21, but then they won three of their last four. They beat Loy Norix 28-13, lost at Lakeview 35-0, beat Battle Creek Central 27-13, and last week they won against Marshall 35-14. Tyler Vandermolen, the second part of the two-headed quarterback attack, along with Ryan Mutchler. Vandermolen, 3 of 6 passing, 57 yards, and 2 touchdowns. He also had a rushing touchdown. Ryan Mutchler left the game early in the first quarter with an injury. T.J. Haas, the leading rusher, 25 carries for 125 yards. So take a look at some of these stats. When Ryan Mutchler is the quarterback, 21 of 49 passing, 284 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's actually also the leading rusher. 106 carries, 608 yards, 4 touchdowns, averaging 5.7 yards a carry. When Vandermolen's in the lineup, 20 of 40 passing, 284 yards, 4 touchdowns, an interception. T.J. Haas, 88 carries, 385 yards, and a touchdown. Seth Eldridge, 64 carries, 317 yards, and a touchdown. Leading the way on the defense actually is Eldridge. He has 42 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and a fumble recovery. I take that back. He's the second leading tackler, a guy that you seen quite a bit of in the basketball court these past couple winters. Odell Miller, he's actually the leading tackler, 71 of them, with 3 sacks and a fumble recovery tossed in there as well.
I can believe that. He's a man out there. There's no doubt about that. A man on the football field and a man on the basketball court. But they'll come in tonight. They're going to run kind of a pro-style offense. They're going to pass and run the ball. It's about 60-65% running and about 30-35% passing. So we're going to see a good mix out of the Gull Lake team tonight. So the Cardinals are going to have to be ready on defense. Defensively, probably if we were at full strength, I'd feel a lot better about our chances tonight. But because they're good defensively, but they're not outstanding, and we could probably run the ball pretty well on them. So. We're still strong in our offensive line and defensive line, so hopefully we can open up some big holes tonight.
This is the opening event of Lockout Cancer Weekend. We'll have more on that when I talk with Coach Jeff Scorefar of the Coldwater Cardinals as our pregame show rolls on. We'll also check in with a third-year head coach of the Western, he was the quarterback at Western Michigan for a number of years. He's now the head coach of the Gull Lake Blue Devils now in his third season there, Tim Hiller. Conversation with him coming up after this two-minute break from Cardinal Field. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Everyone is experiencing hard times in one way or another. For some, it has been the loss of a job or their home. For others, it has been worrying about money and struggling to make ends meet. For some, it has led to issues with the children or in their marriage. It affects everyone differently. Some people become depressed. Some people have increased anxiety. Some turn to alcohol or drugs, while others may even have thoughts of suicide. In these hard times, it is important to remember that you are not alone, that your feelings are nothing to be ashamed of, and help is there 24 hours a day, just a phone call away at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Just pick up the phone and call 279-8404. When you need help dealing with the hard times that are impacting your life, turn to Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. We are always there when you need help. At Pines Behavioral Health, we believe that life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Change is in the air. Glenn here from Warner Oil Company. While we are not sure what the weather has in store, one thing is for sure. The calendar says fall is back. And I'm here to remind you that Warner Oil is stocked and ready with antifreeze, washer fluid, engine oil, and quality Chevron lubricants to get your fall engine service completed. Don't wait. Now is the best time to purchase these supplies. Over the past 80 years, Warner Oil Company has been supplying your fuel and lubricant needs. Whether to take the chill out of your home or filling your fuel tanks with farm gas and diesel fuel, Warner Oil has been there to meet your needs. Our fuel drivers have years and years of experience. They understand that you are busy and you need them to keep your tanks full. Ask them about our premium grade diesel fuel or 20% renewable. You can call Warner Oil Company today at 517-278-5844 or stop by to see us Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 400 Ray Street here in Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
It's the Gull Lake Blue Devils visiting the Coldwater Cardinals for the first and probably the final time as the Cardinals leave the SMAC to go to the Interstate 8 next year. Checking in with a third-year head coach of the Blue Devils, Tim Hiller, and if that name sounds familiar, yes, one and the same, the record-setting quarterback from Western Michigan in the late part of the last decade. He's now in his third year coaching the Blue Devils, trying to build the program up, and how has that been going along?
It's going well. We've built a ground-up philosophy, starting with our racket program all the way through the middle school and high school of, you know, trying to implement our offensive and defensive schemes as well as our just philosophy and core values. And, you know, it's a process. It's a journey when you revamp things. But we've had a lot of people support our vision. We've revamped everything from our weight room. We've got some turf on our field. We've got some new equipment and just really from the ground up trying to build things. And, you know, we're looking to get some momentum going and sustain it through the end of the year.
I've been reading some of the documents that you've posted on the football team's website, and looks like you're getting a lot of buy-in with the philosophies that are clearly defined and set out.
We really are. I mean, I think if you create a vision that's attractive to people, you live out your values and you do it the right way, people really tend to buy into that, and they have parents, community alike, the school, the kids especially, where it matters most, and that encompasses everything, academics and off the field as well as what we do on the field.
Well, so far this season, 3-4 overall, 3-2 in the SMAC East, really in the middle of a pretty decent-sized pack in the division. So far, so good as far as this year goes.
Yeah, it's a tight race. I mean, we dropped a couple early. We got some tough draws on the west side, and I think we're better for that this time of year. And we've played some tough competition along the way. And, you know, we've got two good challenges before us. Of course, tonight, you know, Coldwater's playing really well, and we've got a chance to, you know, come in here and compete for a big win. And then next week we go to Harper Creek. So two tough ones to finish out.
Now, taking a look at how the season has gone by, you've gone by and large with Nick Mulcher as a returning quarterback, and also Tyler Vandermolen has been seeing a lot of time, too. What's the quarterback philosophy been like, a two-headed monster?
Yeah, I mean, they both bring different things to the table. You know, Tyler is more of a game manager. He's less athletic on the run, but throws the ball well and makes great decisions. Ryan's more of an extra running back there and gives us some versatility. So, and Ryan plays a little bit of defense as well. So having two is such a luxury. They're both seniors. They both played a lot of snaps. And, you know, for us to leverage both their strengths in different ways is something that extra things that defenses have to prepare for each week.
One difference, based on the stats that I saw so far for this season and what I remember seeing last year, went with the spread last year, a lot of passing this year. a lot of the run game, and in fact, Ryan Mutchler, you're a leading running back.
Yeah, no, we've we're smaller and quicker at the point of attack. I mean, week in and week out, we're not the biggest team across this conference, and so we do some things at the point of attack a little differently with our Veer offense, and we still, you know, in terms of, you referenced the spread, we still line up the same way we do. We just attack people a little differently, and it's really played to our strengths better than what we did last year.
So tonight's opponent, the Coldwater Cardinals, you probably saw the scouting footage from last week's game against Lake. You probably a couple of others. Your impressions?
Very impressed with their toughness, especially at the point of attack. They're big up front. They're stout. They've got a good linebacking core. They run the ball well. They're committed to the run, and they do that well. We saw that last year, and you know, we saw that in the games that we exchanged this week, and have really tried to scheme up some things to stop it. But it's a tough attack to come downhill and play smash mouth football with.
Tim Hiller, head coach of the Gull Lake Blue Devils. Best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
After the break, we check in with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new, and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Locate it online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has parts and accessories. Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
Everyone knows that diamonds are forever, but did you know that the prongs on your ring aren't? At Culey's Jewelry in downtown Coldwater, they know your rings and other jewelry are just like a car. They need regular checkups and tune-ups. That's why they offer free ring inspection and cleaning. That way, they can catch any problem before they happen, like losing that diamond. Plus, at Culey's Jewelry, you have the peace of mind knowing your jewelry repairs are not sent away and are done quickly in the store and at a price you can afford. Before your rings or jewelry get to the point of no return, give them a checkup and tune-up at Culey's Jewelry. An ounce of prevention can keep you happy for years to come. Stop in with your jewelry to Culey's Jewelry, located downtown Coldwater for over 45 years.
Culey's, Culey's, fine jewelry says it best.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Kickoff between the Gull Lake Blue Devils and the Coldwater Cardinals coming up at the top of the hour. Checking in once again with Coldwater head coach Jeff Scorfar. This pregame interview brought to you by Union Pallet and Container Company in Coldwater. At Union Pallet, they offer a full range of services, including used pallet pickup, pallet recycling, and pallet sales. To learn how you can help save the environment by recycling your company's pallets, call Union Pallet and Container in Coldwater at 278-4888. Thought we'd start off by talking about the Blockout Cancer events going on this weekend. Volleyball team, the primary sponsor, and we'll have coverage of the Blockout Cancer match against Tecumseh on Monday. But football is getting involved as well.
Yes, we are. It's a great cause. You know, that's one of the things when I took over this program, I wanted to have the kids involved in some community things and some bigger projects that, you know, go on that they can contribute to for the rest of their lives. And this is an awesome project. I mean, it's really blown up since it first started. You know, not only here in Coldwater, but just, you know, across the state and the nation. You know, everybody's having Dig Pink games and cancer awareness games and things like that, you know, because it's a very dangerous disease. It affects, you know, the majority of us at one point in time, whether it's us personally or somebody that we know. You know, so we're going to do our part, you know, be it whether it's, you know, big or little here to, you know, try to provide a way to find a cure. You know, the biggest thing that the football team and the volleyball team are doing is the can drive this weekend. We're going to be sending some kids out just to canvas the neighborhoods and stuff like that, just to pick up extra bottles and cans from you. You know, if they knock on the door, all we're asking for is, hey, if you've got any returnables that you really don't want to take back, or if you're willing to donate them, that would be awesome, because then we take them back to the store, we return them, and then the store gives us the money, and then we take that money and we give it right back to the Cancer Society.
We were talking before I started rolling the interview, and we mentioned that between the volleyball team and the members of the football team, able to canvas the entire city, and also that winds up being the biggest part of the fundraising effort for the Block Out Cancer Weekend. And I understand that this year all the funds will be going to the Community Health Center or Branch County Cancer Center, so all the money is going to stay locally, which is a nice bonus.
Yes, it is, you know, and that's, you know, a little bit of extra incentive for the people to... you know, for our kids to get out there and get as many cans as they can. You know, when we first started doing this last, well, when the football team started doing this last year, my daughter's been involved in it now for a couple years. It's amazing how much money you can make at a can drive when you do those things. And it helps. And we're trying to do every little thing that we can to help.
Moving on back to the football team. 56-7 loss to Lakeview on Friday. We talked about how physical Lakeview was, and as an end result, we've got some guys that won't be playing tonight because they got banged up in various ways last week.
Yes, we've got a couple kids. Bryant Garrett suffered a shoulder injury, which was a real freak accident that happened. You know, it was, you know, not necessarily them hitting so hard, but yeah, he got tripped up on a kickoff, and the way he came down into another kid, you know, he popped his shoulder out pretty good. So, you know, he's not going to be with us tonight. And then we have two other kids that have concussions. And, we don't mess around with those. You know, back when I was playing and before I was playing, you know, people just say, you got banged on the head. You can go back and play. But, you know, with all the research they've done and stuff like that, you know, that's something that, you know, we take very seriously. And, you know, their health is more important than the football game. So, you know, we're sitting them out, doing what the doctors tell us to do, and we'll follow that protocol, and hopefully we'll get them back next week.
And it's very good to have a specific protocol to figure out what's going on and to keep testing until they are basically healed up.
Yes, it is. You know, it's... you know, it hasn't been a long time. It actually has been a long time coming, but now we've got some good things in place, and it's all for the safety of the athletes, you know, and that's not only for us, but, you know, you see that all the way through the NFL now. You know, and that's where they're making the most noises, up in the NFL. And, you know, those are the guys that have been getting hit in the head for so many years. You know, that's where the major concern is. Not that there's not major concern with us, because there is. Anytime you're dealing with any kind of head injury, and I don't care if it's football, soccer, basketball, or anything like that, you know, it's pretty important that you deal with it and you do the right things for the athlete that's involved.
Tonight's opponent, the Go Lake Blue Devils, we talked about how offensively they tend to be very similar to Lakeview. And doing some of my research on the Blue Devils, they actually have two pretty decent quarterbacks. One that we talked about in Ryan Mutchler that has run the ball quite a bit and actually has wound up being their leading rusher, and also Tyler Vandermolen, who comes in whenever Mutchler gets injured, just like last week's game against Marshall, where he led the offense for most of the game.
Yes, they have two very good quarterbacks, and you know, the second kid throws the ball a little bit better than what Ryan does. But at the same time, you know, I don't know if he throws it much better or he just has more opportunities to throw it. And so, you know, they're kind of like a two-headed monster there, you know, that we're going to have to deal with, because we'll see both of them during the game. Both of them have played in every single game so far, and we just have to be ready to deal with either one.
Both the Cardinals and the Blue Devils, 3-4 coming into tonight's game overall, and 3-2 in the SMAC East. With everything that's happened with the team this week in practice, what do you think it'll take for the Cardinals to get the upper hand this week?
Well, we have to play much better defensively. There's no question about that. If we play assignment football and we do what we're capable of doing, I think we're going to be fine. You know, every coach can say that on, you know, any night, and it's true, but it's just whether or not you can execute, you know, and that's one of the things that, we're going to have to do. And I honestly think that, you know, whether we're in the game or whether we win or lose, it's going to, you know, it's going to come down to our offense and defensive lines. And that's, we've told them that. We've put kind of the ownership on them, because that's what it's going to take. And, you know, last week we didn't get a very good performance. And, you know, a lot of that was due to Lakeview. But this week we're hoping that we do get a performance from them and we come out on top.
Jeff Scorfar, head coach of the Coldwater Cardinals, best of luck tonight and best of luck this weekend with the can drive.
Thanks, Sean.
We're back with more after this. You're listening to Coldwater Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Life presents different challenges for each of us. Some people are experiencing stress due to their jobs, while others are experiencing the stress of losing their jobs. Bills, budgets, and making ends meet can lead to anxiety, depression, family issues, marital problems, substance abuse, and thoughts of suicide. While everyone is affected in different ways, one thing remains the same. You're not alone. In fact, help is always just a phone call away, 24 hours a day, at Pines Behavioral Health in Coldwater. Getting help is as easy as picking up the phone and dialing 279-8404. 279-8404. So when you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, turn to Pines Behavioral Health on Michigan Avenue just off US 12 in Coldwater. There when you need someone. At Pines Behavioral Health, they believe life should be enjoyed, not endured.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
Sean Watson, Quinn Berry back here at Cardinal Field. The Zen Master, Mike Spencer, back at the WTVB studio. Brady Duker, statistician, up here in the press box, along with Zach Boyce up at the CCS TV camera. Time to bring in the starting lineups. They're brought to you by Short's Rip Beer Stand in Coldwater. Coming up tomorrow at Short's Rip Beer Stand, you can enjoy their shrimp dinner. And you can join Shorts on Monday for their pretzel bun grilled cheese basket. Coming up on Halloween, kids 12 and under will receive a free treat from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Shorts Rip Beer Stand, open at 11 a.m. Monday through Saturday at the corner of Munson and West Chicago Street, Coldwater. Open this fall through Halloween, accepting debit and credit cards. Coldwater will start on offense. We will see backup quarterback Colin Wark take the snaps. He is a 6-foot, 170-pound junior. Running backs, Chris Vandenhout and Cooper Murphy. Sam DeMeester starting as a fullback. Addison Duda and Sawyer Murphy tight ends. The offensive line, Darian Bradley, Joel Jepson, Cody Truex, Jesse Mangett getting the start tonight. And Logan Taggart going 265, 207, 206, 203, and 265. We will bring you the Gull Lake starting defense after the Cardinal marching band plays our national anthem. Lake Middle School 7th and 8th grade bands just finished their joint performance with a marching band, and now our national anthem.
We'll be right back.
Cardinal Marching Band, under the direction of Katie Jewell and Aaron Wood, your drum majors Tanner Holbrook and Coomer and Aravoli, just fresh off their Division I performance at Marching Band Festival just a couple days ago up at Plainwell.
Congratulations to that Marching Band. Always put on a very nice show here at Cardinal Field.
Their marching season actually wraps up on Tuesday with a Bandorama concert at 7 o'clock in the Coldwater High School cafeteria. Now revisiting the Shorts Rip Beer Stand starting lineups on defense for Gull Lake. On the D-line, Alex Scott, Devin Reed, Monty Morrow, and Colin Sanders. Linebackers T.J. Haas, Odell Miller, and Shane Miller. On the secondary, we've got Nick Miller, Tyler Kellum, Tyler Klinger, and Seth Eldridge.
About ready to start here tonight. I think we all heard Jeff Scorefire and his pregame, Sean, say the offensive and defensive lines for the Cardinals is going to be the key tonight. And I truly believe that. That's probably the one place we're still pretty healthy at. And so we're going to expect a lot out of them tonight. And if we can get a good game out of them, it'll make it a lot easier on those running backs. And our starting quarterback tonight, Colin Wark. Good thing Colin got some practice in last week. Gave him a number of plays there in that fourth quarter.
Well, not to mention a couple of weeks ago at Loy Norris.
Yep.
And actually he got in the Sturgis game as well. Kickoff taken at the 5-yard line, going up the middle to the 35, to the 40, to the 45. It's Cooper Murphy still on his feet to the midfield.
He might go.
To the 40, to the 30,
he
running left sideline, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Coldwater!
About a 98-yard run for Cooper Murphy. I think Cooper took that on the 2-yard line.
Well, double-check that with our statistician, Brady Duke, but still a tremendous start.
That's what the
Cardinals
needed.
Yes.
We needed to get a good score off the special teams tonight, and I didn't think it'd be this early, Sean, but we're going to take it.
Blaze Watson will get ready to kick the PAT just 16 seconds into the game. We'll see the Gull Lake offense a little bit sooner than what we had anticipated. Ryan Hadley now getting into the special teams lineup on the line. Work the holder, the snap, the hold, and the kick is good. So with 11:44 left to play in the first quarter, 7-0 Cardinals on the kickoff return by Cooper Murphy. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles. Plus, all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd. Show your Tigers pride and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Oh, officially, our statistician Brady Duke is giving Cooper Murphy a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. The first score of the game just coming 16 seconds into the contest.
Well, what a good, great start for the Cardinals tonight. Being a little shorthanded because of some injuries and their offense, especially tonight, missing DeMeester and missing Stempien, missing our quarterback, Beck Husen, and getting on the scoreboard early really means a lot. Going to make it a lot easier going here with the 7-0 lead 16 seconds into this ballgame.
The Cardinals moving from left to right, north to south. Gull Lake from right to left across your radio dial. Line drive kick. It will be taken at about the 7-yard line by Gull Lake. Run up to the right side to the 20, to the 30, to the 40. To midfield, slowed up, and they finally bring him down near the Coldwater 41-yard line. Nick Miller with the great run back. So, on offense for Gull Lake, the starting quarterback, Ryan Mutchler, but we will probably see a lot of Tyler Vandermolen in there as well. T.J. Haas, the running back. Nick Miller, Tyler Klinger, and Tyler Kellum, the wide receivers. Ryan Loney, the tight end. The offensive line, Alex Scott, Trey Hamden, Mike Crandall, Aiden Sheehan, and Drew Scarf.
About a 64-yard return there for Gull Lake.
Handoff going up the middle. The T.J. Hasse gets up to about the 37-yard line.
75, Logan Taggart in on that tackle, along with Austin Siegel, number 17. Good to see Austin back in the lineup tonight, Sean.
He was in street clothes last week.
He was in street clothes a week ago.
Second and about six. Get a chance to go over the starting defense for Coldwater after this play. It's a handoff again going to T.J. Haas. Managed to squirt his way through to the 35. Tyler Rankin in on the tackle. Starting defense for Coldwater on the D-line. Joel Jepson, Logan Taggart, Mike Covey, and Darian Bradley. A couple different new looks in there. 207, 265, 175, and 265 across the D-line. Austin Siegel, Scott Sowers, and Tyler Rankin, the linebackers in the secondary. Ryan Hadley and Steven Seltzer, the corners. The safeties, Chris Vandenhout, and Brandon Lewis, called up from the JVs. Third and four coming up for the Blue Devils. Another handoff to T.J. Haas. Think he might have gotten the first down.
Well, if gonna depend on the spot, he might be just short of that. See what the officials give him. Gonna be fourth down about a foot. Be a nice stop here for the Cardinals.
Blue Devils will be going for it, already down a touchdown. Two receivers to the left side. Quarterback Mutchler under center. And it goes to Haas. He might have gotten just enough for the first down. That's it, up to the 30.
I think you're right, Sean. Just maybe a foot more than he needed there. He picked up about 2 foot, and they had a foot to go. So first down for the Blue Devils.
Blue Devils wearing their road white uniforms with the navy blue numerals, navy blue pants with a white stripe down the side, white helmets with a navy blue interlocking GL on both sides. Handoff is going to attack the left side of the line. That's T.J. Haas, finally wrapped up and brought down by Austin Siegel at about the 26-yard line.
Austin Siegel and number 7 for the Cardinals on defense. Looks like Chris Vandenhout.
About a 3-yard gain there for Haas. Mutchler will go under center. T.J. Haas behind him. Single wide receivers on either side of the spread formation. Handoff again going to T.J. Haas.
Good fake.
Wow.
Good fake. Siegel got the guy without the ball.
That being a Haas, but it was a keeper by Mutchler.
A good stop there by the Cardinals there. Vandenhout, and it looked like number 30, Morgan Sims, out there with a nice stop. Morgan getting some playing time back there in that as a safety.
Third and 5 for the Blue Devils. 8:23 left to play in the first quarter. 7-0 Coldwater on a 97-yard kickoff return by Cooper Murphy to start the game. Mutchler again under center. Cardinals stayed home, faking the handoff to Haas. It was a keeper by Mutchler, and he went backwards.
Mutchler with a loss of about a yard. Going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and 6. A long 5.
Ball's going to be put down at the 26-yard line. If they attempt a field goal, it would be at least 36. Ryan Mutchler looking toward the sideline. Coach Tim Hiller deciding to go for it here on 4th and 6. Darian Bradley was in among the tacklers as well. Key play here for the Cardinal defense. Taking the handoff, rolling to the right to pass. He's got a lot of space on the right side. Mutchler will get the first down. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. Wrapped up. Brought down at the 5-yard line. First and goal coming up for the Blue Devils.
Ryan Hadley with a touchdown saving tackle there. Just inside the 5 or right at the 5. We almost had the quarterback there in the backfield, and he just slipped away.
We saw how few similarities between the Gull Lake offense, how they run it, and how Lakeview ran it with the beer-style offense. couple of different options, and it wound up being a rollout and a keep to the right side by Mutchler. It's first and goal from the Coldwater 5. 8 seconds left on the play clock. Taking the handoff, and
Mutchler again,
untouched into the end zone, found a big hole on the right side of the line, and the Blue Devils draw to within one.
Well, good offensive series for the Blue Devils there. Came right back after that big run by Cooper Murphy on the kickoff, putting the Cardinals ahead 7-0. Now they're right back 7-6 and going to kick the extra point here.
Maggie Harma will attempt the point after for the Blue Devils. Bit of a rush put on. It looks like she shanked it to the left thanks to the pressure coming in from Chris Vandenhout to her left side. So with 6:54 left to play in the first quarter, the Cardinals retain the lead 7-6. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You'll find fabulous food for fall at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill in Coldwater, starting with their delicious new side, pan-fried apples. They also have savory starters like the Bang Bang Shrimp Appetizer and weekly specials that include apple-stuffed pork loin, one-pound stuffed baked potatoes, and their cheddar ale burger. To top it all off, they have live music every Thursday and Friday night at Benedict Steakhouse and Grill, west of I-69 on US 12, serving food 7 days a week, and fun till 2 a.m. on Fridays and Saturdays.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
There are a couple of big games here in the SMAC that we are keeping an eye on. Over in the east, Harper Creek is at Lakeview with a share of the SMAC East title on the line. Over in the west, Portage Central is visiting St. Joe with a share of the West Division title on the line. And as we check out the WTVB scoreboard, The Mustangs, with the early 7-0 lead. Stevensville Lakeshore leading Niles currently 7-0. Mendham leading Buchanan 7-0. Here at Coldwater, it's a 7-6 Cardinal lead. The Blue Devils just scored on a 5-yard quarterback keeper by Ryan Mutchler. The PAT kick was missed. Here comes the kickoff. It'll be taken in the end zone by Cooper Murphy. It'll be an automatic touchback.
Cardinal offense now gets their first chance out there tonight, led by Colin Wark, the junior tonight.
Again, Colin Wark, the starting quarterback, Chris Vandenhout, Cooper Murphy, the running back, Sam DeMeester, the freshman, as fullback, Addison Duda, Sawyer Murphy, tight ends, O-line of Bradley, Jepson, Truist, Mangat, and Taggart. Quick scoring update on the WTVB scoreboard. The Bears just equalized in their game against Portage Central, 7-7 tie. Both teams undefeated heading into tonight's contest. The first time since week one, we see a full house backfield, a handoff, Murphy. A huge hold on the left side of the line. That is Cooper Murphy. He's to midfield, and he'll be in the Cardinal territory, brought down at the 46.
34-yard run for Cooper Murphy there. The Cardinals are right back into the Blue Devil territory. Big hole opened up over there on that left side behind Taggart.
On defense for Gull Lake, Alex Scott, Devin Reed, Monty Morrow, Colin Sanders, the D-line. T.J. Haas, Odell Miller, Shea Miller, the linebackers. Nick Miller, Tyler Kellen, Tyler Klinger, and Seth Eldridge, the secondary. Full house backfield behind work. Handoff, right side of the line. Chris Vandenhout down to the 39.
Good, strong run there for Chris Vandenhout. Pick up of approximately, looks like seven. Going to give him 7 yards there. Going to bring up a 2nd and 3.
With Bryant Garrett on the shelf, Chris Vandenhout's ability to run with the ball becomes that much more important.
It sure does tonight. And Chris, just a good, solid football player. You're not going to lose a whole lot with him back there.
2nd and 3, Cardinals from the Blue Devil 39. Cooper Murphy, handoff, left side of the line, first down, and pushing forward past the 35. They stand him up there. They'll spot the ball at the 34. That is good enough for a first down.
Again, Cooper behind that left side there of Darian Bradley and Joel Jepson. Bradley and Jepson just doing a nice job of moving those defensive guys back there.
Other games going on in the Smack East tonight. Marshall is at Battle Creek Central. The Cardinals visit Marshall to wrap up the regular season next Friday. Sturgis is at Loy Norix. First and 10 back here. Coldwater from the Gold Lake 34. Wark under center. And off up the middle, that is Sam DeMeester with his first varsity run up to the 20 and another Coldwater first down.
Looks like a 10-yard run there for Sam. Nice job again by that offensive line, this time off the right side there behind Maggart and Taggart.
Over in the Smack West, in addition to the Portage Central St. Joe game, Benton Harbor visits Portage Northern. The Huskies win, and they're in. Mattawan at Kalamazoo Central, Niles at Stevensville Lakeshore. First and 10 Coldwater from the Blue Devil 20, 5:04 left to play in the first quarter. Here's Cooper Murphy. Ankle tackled, but he still manages to get up to about the 16-yard line.
Cooper with those good, quick feet getting through that line. Callan Wark doing a nice job directing this offensive series here for the Cardinals.
Seven-six Cardinals, 4:36 and counting left to play. Opening quarter. Full house backfield, Wark under center. And off to Sam DeMeester. Almost had open territory on the right side. He was brought down by Gold Lakes. I believe that was South Eldridge with the tackle.
Looks like DeMeester, I'm not sure. Did they get going to be just short of the first down there? Can bring up a third and less than one.
The ball is put down at the 11-yard line.
Third down and one for the Cardinals.
Counting down to 4 minutes left in the quarter. Warwick under center. Here's Chris Vandenhout, right side of the line. Stopped at the five, but it's going to bring up first and goal.
As of right now, the offensive line just doing a tremendous job for the Cardinals.
Odell Miller, a name that will call an awful lot of during the basketball season, in on the tackle for Gold Lake.
First and goal for the Cardinals on the 5-yard line.
First and goal for the Cardinals at the 5-yard line of the Blue Devils. Cooper Murphy with a handoff.
He's in the end zone.
We got to wait for the official to finally signal. Touchdown, Coldwater.
Cardinals with a real business-like drive there. Just awesome job by that offensive line and some good running by the running backs. Gives the Cardinals a 13-6 lead. Blaze Watson going to try and tack on that extra point, make it 14-6.
Clock showing 3:36 left in the quarter. Bit of a rush put on. That's a very high boomer, and Blaze Watson splits the uprights. 3:36 left in the first. 14-6 Coldwater. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
An 8-play, 80-yard drive for the Cardinals, capped up by a 5-yard run by Cooper Murphy. His second touchdown of the game. First on the offensive side of the ball, of course, there was that tremendous 97-yard kickoff return to start off the game that currently has the Cardinals at 14 points compared to 6 for the Blue Devils.
Well, the Cardinals now are going to kick off for the second time tonight. Hopefully we don't give up a big run this time and get a good defensive stop.
A Low line drive kick. It's going to bounce. It's a live ball, and it does roll into the end zone for a touchback, first and 10 from the 20. Well, that's one way to prevent the Blue Devils from getting a good run back.
Yeah, good kickoff there by the soccer-playing Blaze Watson, who will have a big soccer game tomorrow.
Interesting you should mention that. It's Coldwater versus Battle Creek Central up at Gull Lake. Both teams playing for their first-ever district championships. In fact, in their first win of the districts, Battle Creek Central got their first postseason win in program history.
Wow.
So that's testament to the job that Brad Yoder has done with his squad.
Cardinals did knock off the Bearcats earlier in the year.
2-1, the final score.
Oh, boy,
it's a flare
open.
Pass, the 35 to midfield. He's into Cardinal territory. Watch out. Ryan Loney to the 10, to the 5, and an ankle tackle, touchdown-saving tackle by Steven Seltzer at about the 4-yard line.
Wow, Steven Seltzer just came from nowhere. Got to give him a lot of credit there. Steven showing that speed, running down the Blue Devil runner. This offensive show so far tonight, Sean.
Interesting thing, in the Kalamazoo Gazette, they ran their predictions for the Kalamazoo area high school football games. They predicted that Coldwater will get a one-point win over Gull Lake tonight, 20-19.
Well, we might have that in the first quarter here.
Currently 14-6, but it's first and goal from the 4. Here's a handoff going up the middle. Touchdown, Gull Lake by South Eldridge.
No, we got it. We got faked out on that one too, Sean.
How about those fakes?
Good job in there.
Eldridge went in untouched in the end zone, but he didn't have the ball. It was a keeper by Mutchler. He only got one.
Yeah, Mutchler with a nice stop there by Bradley.
Second and goal from the 3. Are they in the end zone?
You've got to be pretty close. They're going to mark him down just about the length of the football from the hit line there.
That is Seth Eldridge with the ball once again. Maybe in your goal-like roster as number 32, but he is wearing number 33 tonight. Third and goal from the 1. 2 minutes left to play in the quarter. Wouldn't it be great if the Cardinals could get a stop here?
Right behind.
All Ryan Mutchley had to do was run behind his offensive line and score. Well, Ryan Mutchler responsible for both Gull Lake scores. It's currently 14-12 with a minute 53 left in the first quarter. Let's see if the Blue Devils decide. Nope, they're sending out Maggie Harma to attempt the point after again. See if Chris Vandenhout gets a rush on. Nope.
She hooked that one again, didn't she?
Nope.
Just got through.
Just tucked it in the left upright. Minute 53 left in the first quarter. It's 14-13 Coldwater. We'll take this 30-second break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd, show your Tigers pride, and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
You may remember in the pregame interview, Coach Jeff Scorfar also mentioned it in the coach's corner today that the defense really has to stick to their assignments. We saw that fail quite spectacularly last week up at Lakeview, and the way things are going, we could be in the midst of a shootout if both defenses don't tighten things up.
Both defenses, the coaches are saying, you better step up or we need to keep this under 50. So,
Right now it's 14-13 Cardinals with a one-point lead over the Blue Devils. The difference, missed PAT kick by the Gull Lake place kicker. Kickoff is bobbled at the 5, picked up on a bounce at the 15. And it's Cooper Murphy up to the 31.
I tell you, Cooper almost broke that one. A real nice stop there by number 76 for the Blue Devils.
His name is Kevin Boyle. He is a junior.
Cooper would have been off to the races again there. Cardinals take over on the 31-yard line, on their own 31-yard line this time.
Well, if it wasn't for the catch and bounce, that kind of threw off Cooper's timing a little bit,
just
and that allowed defense on special teams to get back. Work under center on first and 10 from the 31. Hand off goes up the middle, fighting to the 35 and down near the 38. Sam DeMeester with the ball.
Just a good yard run by the freshman Sam DeMeester.
Yeah, you got to keep reminding yourself that this is a freshman out on the field. Hey, scoring update, WTVB scoreboard, the Big Smack East battle between Lakeview and Harper Creek. At the end of the first quarter, Spartans 7, Beavers nothing.
I tell you, that Spartan team, as we saw last week, Sean, is the real deal. There's no doubt about it.
Second and 3, 7-yard gain for Sam DeMeester. And off goes to Cooper Murphy, and he managed to get just enough for the first down. He's going to be stopped at the 42-yard line. The first down marker was at the 41.
Good strong run over that left guard, left tackle by Cooper Murphy.
Minute two left.
Chains rolling.
Minute two left to play in the first quarter. Now they wind the clock once again. Getting back to Lakeview, they finally received honorable mention in the Division II coaches poll from the Associated Press this past week.
Yeah, I've seen that honorable mention for them.
First and 10, handoff again, goes up the middle. No, how about that fake to DeMeester?
A little fake to Sam DeMeester up the middle.
Number 4, Colin Warwick on the carry.
It was a keeper by Warwick and... maybe a short loss on the play. We'll say it's still second and 10 with 25 seconds and counting left to play in the quarter.
Second and
10.
Cardinals still in that full house backfield. Haven't seen a pass yet tonight.
Work handoff. Here's Chris Vandenhout on the right side of the line. He stood up at the 39-yard line. That'll bring up second and about 8 or 9 when we resume play at the start of the second quarter. After one, Coldwater 14, Gold Lake 13. We'll take this 1 minute break. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or at Bobilia.com. Bobilya.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. Call service manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy 3 oil changes and get the 4th one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Coming up at halftime, it's another edition of MHSAA Perspective presented by the Michigan Army National Guard. This week, John Johnson talks about how sportsmanship shall endure in school sports in light of recent events, and that recent event happens to be one high school association foregoing the traditional end-of-game handshake because fights have tended to break out in that handshake line.
That sounds like a community and a coaching problem, not a kid problem.
Well, we'll hear more about that during the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report. Third and 9 for the Cardinals at the 43-yard line. We have switched sides. The Cardinals are moving from right to left. The pitch is going to go to Cooper Murphy.
Oh, good move by... Oh.
Unfortunately, he lost his footing and is spilled at the 47.
Cooper with a good move right out of the backfield, those quick feet, and then just got tripped up. Gain of about 4, going to bring up a fourth down and 5 for the Cardinals.
Spot the ball at the 48, and this will be the first time that we see Blaze Watson punt the ball this season.
Blaze Watson, the punt for the Cardinals, number 25.
One guy going back deep for the Blue Devils. He is standing at his 15-yard line. Looks like Nick Miller.
Good kick.
End over end kick. Bounces at the 26. The Cardinals will let it bounce. And they will down it at the 20. It's maybe the worst starting field position for the Blue Devils in this game.
Yeah, I believe you're. Well, they had the one they started on the 20 after the kickoff. But,
right.
They immediately threw the 65-yard pass play. So,
right.
Got to do a better job this time. So here they come. Single back.
Mutchler again under center.
A little pass action.
At Chaklath, that's Vandermolen in at quarterback right now, and it's a catch by Ryan Loney. Spilled at the Coldwater 40-yard line.
That's the same play they ran before. Just they're spreading them out. One back in the backfield, four receivers hitting that seam on that right side.
So the two-headed monster strikes for the Blue Devils. Mutchler, the quarterback in the first quarter, and this is the first we've seen of Vandermolen.
And they're right back into that same formation. One back, four receivers.
Spreading the field out. Vandermolen, it's a handoff. It's a keeper by Vandermolen. Fake the handoff to Mutchler. Flag is thrown. Vandermolen forced out of bounds at the 5-yard line. Let's see what the flag is all about. I bet you it's a hold.
It's either a hold or a crackback.
It is a hold against the Blue Devils. So most of this run is going to go back.
If not all of it. Where those flags came out, about the 28-yard line.
Bringing you some, telling you about some more of the other matchups going on in high school football this week. We move over to the Big 8, final week of league action before next week and the return of the Big 8 Cascade crossover. We will revisit that after this first and 7 play for Gull Lake following the mark off on the hold. Same play.
Exact same play.
The Cardinals do a slightly better job of stopping Vandermolen, but not before he gets the first down at about the 26-yard line.
Vandermolen looked a lot quicker out there at that quarterback spot.
So, looking at the Big 8 matchups this week, Quincy visits Big 8 leader Homer. Union City hosts Reading at Alumni Field. Jonesville is at Athens, and Springport is at Concord. Concord wins, and they're in. First and 10, Gull Lake from the Coldwater, 26-yard line, 10:15 left to play in the half. Cardinals lead 14-13.
Not sure what's going on out here.
Well, timeout is going to be called by the Cardinals.
A little mix-up on that defense this time, and
we'll go ahead and keep it here with 10:11 left to play in the half. The Cardinals leading 14-13.
Good job there by Coach Scorefire. They had, I think, had 12 men on the field there, and Coach Scorefire had to call one of his timeouts, making sure his defense is set.
Let's talk about what's going on among teams in the soon-to-disband St. Joe Valley. First, the Bronson Vikings are making a long road trip to Stockbridge.
Stockbridge, we had a chance to see Stockbridge a couple years ago, wasn't that Stockbridge we went up to watch, Sean, against Union City?
No, that was actually Michigan Center.
Was that Michigan Center?
It was Michigan Center, almost the same area.
Same area.
Lake Michigan Catholic is at Centerville, White Pigeon is at Lawton, and Buchanan is at Mendon. Seth Eldridge with a carry.
Sean Rinke with the stop there. Good job by Sean from that defensive end position.
He did not see action last week, but he is back healthy for the most part. Brings up second and 10.
Yeah, it's a good thing we got him. We got Rinke back tonight, and we got Austin Siegel back tonight. Mm-hmm. We need both those young men.
Second and 10, Blue Devils from the Coldwater 26-yard line. 9:30 left to play in the half. Vandermullen under center.
Again.
Oh, Eldridge got drilled at the 30.
The freshman, Brandon Lewis, the sophomore up from the JVs, just nailed him. Big hit by Lewis.
Jepson in on the tackle as well. The most interesting part about that was how Eldridge and Vandermolen were tangled up with each other on the exchange.
Yeah, they almost had tackling both there, Sean, to get them down. But a big hit by Lewis coming up from that safety position.
Among other area matchups, probably the most intriguing is a non-conference matchup between Climax Scots, leaders of the SCAA, undefeated. They're hosting a traditional power from the Saginaw Valley, Flint Powers Catholic.
A long drive.
For them, anyway.
Vandenhout, good job by Chris Vandenhout there.
Stringing out Seth Eldridge, forcing him out of bounds at around the 25-yard line.
Going to bring up a fourth down and 8 yards for the Blue Devils. We'll see what they do in this situation.
Vandermullen, the quarterback, checking in with head coach Tim Hiller. One quarterback to another.
Yeah, going
to
still go whip for it here.
Got to like the defensive adjustments that both teams have made so far. We've stuck around at 14-13, and we're counting down to 8 minutes left in the half.
Yeah, this will be a big defensive adjustment right here for the Cardinals if we can get a stop.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Going back to passes, Vandermullen, a couple of pump fakes, finds Eldridge at the 25. They force him out of bounds past the 20-yard line. I don't think it's going to be enough for a first down.
No, you're right, Sean.
They'll be down at the 19.
Just a good job of the Cardinals staying in their lanes. They just played good, solid pass defense there, and that's what you ask for in that situation.
Scott Sowers in on the tackle. Coldwater takes over on down, 7:46 left in the half, leading 14-13. How about the crowd that came out here, final home game of the season, Blockout Cancer Weekend? Kind of a chilly night right now, but we almost have a full house here.
Yeah, we do. We had probably at least 75-80% full down there. Nice to see all the people. Big crowd of kids here tonight. That's even better. Good job with the student section.
Work under center, the handoff, hitting the left side of the line. Puts his head down to the 25-yard line. Sam DeMeester with the ball.
Sam with a nice pickup of about six there. Going to bring up a second down and four for the Cardinals.
Odell Miller in on the tackle. You know, the thing about Sam DeMeester, he sure doesn't play like a freshman.
Well, when you come from a football background like he has with his brother and his dad, you know, it's no wonder. He's probably gone against his brother since he's been 2 years old, so.
Second and four, work under center, full house, backfield behind him.
Another nice run there by Sam.
Squirts up the middle and gives the Cardinals a first down at the 33-yard line. Seth Eldridge on the tackle for Gull Lake.
Sam, not quite as big as his brother Zach, but a little bit quicker. But they're both excellent football players.
It'll be fun to see both of them on the varsity next year if that comes to pass.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Meester functions as a fullback. Vandenhout and Cooper Murphy, the halfbacks. Chris Vandenhout receives a handoff.
Actually,
runs to the right side.
Colin Mork with the keeper there, Sean. Hard to see sometimes whether they hand it off or not. But Colin with a nice pickup of about four there.
But as far as running the offense, it doesn't look like he's lost much going from Beckhusen to Ward.
No, not at all. Collins done a real nice job of executing out there at the quarterback position. And
they haven't asked him to pass yet.
That's real nice. You know, that's nice to see. That's a great job of preparation by Colin and great job by the coaching staff getting him ready.
Second and seven after that keeper. Have to wait for Cooper Murphy to emerge with the ball, and he's stood up at the 43-yard line.
Going to be about a yard short.
Going to be a nice third and short coming up with 5:43 and counting left to play in the half. 14-13 Coldwater. Ball spotted at the 42. First down markers at the 43 and a half.
Yep. So about a yard and a half.
Third and one coming up.
Third and one.
Handoff goes up the middle, and enough for a first down for the Cardinals. Sam DeMeester bringing the ball up to the 46-yard line.
I know we keep calling Cooper Murphy and keep calling Sam DeMeester and Vandenhout, but I'll tell you what, that offensive line of Jepson and Truex and Maggart and Taggart and
that's
Bradley.
Mangott.
I'm sorry.
Like Dr. Mangott's son.
Yep. Just doing a great job.
First and 10, Cardinals from their 46, 5 minutes left to play in the half. Work again under center with a full house backfield behind him. And off.
Colin kept it.
Was looking at Sam DeMeester with running up the middle, but Colin Ward kept it. Well, maybe two on the play?
They actually going to give him three. Brings up a second down and 7 for the Cardinals.
Well, the way that the Cardinals have been running the ball so far tonight reminds me of how they ran the offense against Lloyd Norris a couple of weeks ago. I know you weren't there for it, Al was, but you might have heard about how effective they were.
Yeah, just I listened to it on the radio, and real workmanlike out there, just moving the ball right down the field, taking up clock time. Oh, fumble.
It looks like the Blue Devils have recovered. Oh. Cooper Murphy had the ball, but I don't think he was able to secure it before getting tripped up.
22 came up with that. Number 22 for the Bulldogs, or for the
Blue Devils.
Blue Devils.
Andrew Milan recovered the fumble at the Blue Devil 48-yard line. First turnover of the game. Let's see, one, if the Blue Devils can capitalize, or if two, the Cardinals can hold their ground. They did a good job on Gull Lake's last drive. Mutchler in at quarterback, faking the handoff to his favorite running back, T.J. Haas. He finds a seam right side of the line and gets 5. Gets into Cardinal territory to the 47.
Good stop there by Mike Covey.
Now definitely you can see the difference between how Mutchler runs the Blue Devil offense and how Vandermullen does it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Vandermullen much quicker. Who was that? 66?
Whoa.
For the Cardinals. Covey again. Wow. Man, was he in that backfield quick.
2 yard loss thanks to Mike Covey. The ball is put down at the 49. It'll bring up third and about 8. So we count down to 3 minutes left to play in the half. Cardinals still with a 1-point lead, 14-13. All the scoring so far has been in the first quarter. Mutchler rolling to the left to pass. He's being pursued. Here's the throw, and it's over the hands of the intended receiver at the 39-yard line.
Well, it's going to bring up a 4th down and 7 for the Gull Lake. And we'll see their first punt of the game here, Sean.
Mutchler was looking for Tyler Klinger on the left side, but it was through his hands.
Mutchler, a left-handed thrower.
Ryan Loney out to punt the ball. Cooper Murphy sent back to receive. Looks like his brother Sawyer's out there as well. Yep, both Murphy brothers standing at the 15. Now they're moving back. Snap to Loney. Kicks it 40. It's caught by Cooper Murphy at the 20-yard line, trying to run left side. Found a bit of a seam, and he brings it back to the 33-yard line.
Good job there by Sawyer. Giving the Cardinals pretty good
field
position. I was going to
say, which Murphy brother was it? I thought it was Cooper.
No, it was Sawyer that time, I believe. Hard to tell the difference. They're both solid football players. Sawyer a little taller.
Sawyer at 5'11 and 213 pounds. Cooper at 5'7 and 200. Well, back to work for the Cardinals. First and 10 from their 34-yard line. 2:36 left in the half. They lead by one. Work on the counter. Nothing going for Cooper Murphy. Cooper got back to the line of scrimmage. That's it.
Yep, just the line of scrimmage. Going to bring up a second down and 10. And Coach Scorfire, I'd like to score with about 0 seconds to go at that halftime clock. And Cardinals take a nice lead into the locker room.
The Blue Devils would get the ball to start the second half. Second and 10, Warwick under center. Handoff went up the middle. This is Sam DeMeester, maybe a couple of yards, and timeout is going to be called. The Blue Devils call it with a minute 54 left in the half. We'll take time as well, 14-13 Coldwater. Back in 45 seconds, you're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
You don't have to eat fast food for lunch. At the Willows Bar and Grill, their weekday lunch specials are cooked to order and never sit under a heat lamp. Friday's lunch specials include your choice of a bacon Swiss chicken strip sandwich or perch sandwich, each served with your choice of chips or fries.
This is Karen. Our fast, friendly service means you'll have a great lunch and be back to work in under an hour.
Get fresh food fast at the Willows just east of River Road on US 12 Coldwater. The deck is open, weather permitting.
Many choices, one path, not just a starting point, a launch pad, more than a step, a leap, not just a community college, it's a global sense of direction. Blaze your own trail. Explore Kellogg Community College at kellogg.edu.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
1 minute, 54 seconds left in the first half. 14-13 Coldwater. The Cardinals have the ball.
Third down and 8.5, 9 yards to go here. Cardinals haven't put the ball in the air yet. Maybe they can catch the Blue Devils off guard here.
Well, the footing is a little bit treacherous right now, so that might impede the choices for the coaching staff. It's a pitch. It goes to Cooper Murphy, scattering to the 40, forced out of bounds.
It'll be about a yard and a half short there.
I was going to say, about a couple of yards short of the first down. Let's see what the Cardinals decide to do. Looks like they're going to
punt it away, I
send out Blaze Watson to punt it away. Well, on this blackout cancer weekend, notice that on the Cardinals, they are still wearing their red jerseys with the Red Sox, white pants, metallic red helmets with Tyler Rankin's interlocking CW on both sides. But I do understand that many of the football players have gone to pink shoelaces. First, this weekend, the football and volleyball teams, along with the Spirit Squad, will be canvassing Coldwater for returnable cans and bottles. It's a big part of the fundraiser.
So all of you that are listening out there, be prepared for those folks to be around on Saturday, right, Sean?
It's Sunday.
Sunday, okay.
The Cardinals call timeout with a minute 47 left in the half. There's some confusion on the line. It looked like they may have brought Blaze Watson back, and there wasn't a quarterback coming out.
I'd like to see. I know that's a gamble, but, man, oh, man, they've been running the ball pretty well.
Well, getting back to talking about some of the other matchups in the area, with a minute 47 left in the half, the Cardinals leading 14-13. We mentioned the non-conference matchup between Flint Powers and Climax Scotts. In SCAA league play, North Adams Jerome is hosting Lenawee Christian. Lenawee Christian wins in their end of the playoffs, and this is like only the fourth or fifth year that they fielded a football team.
Well, we're, at this point, looks like we might be going for it. But
Bellevue at Pittsburgh, Colon at Camden Frontier to wrap that up in the SCAA. Cardinals are going for it on fourth down. Slot back to the left side. They went to the Wildcat for the first time tonight, and Cooper Murphy may have gotten enough for the first down.
He sure did. Great job by the Cardinals. Took a little chance there, Sean, but I think that was a great move.
Considering that this is the first time that the Cardinals have thrown out the Wildcat, almost exclusively going with a full house backfield, a traditional setup in the wing tee.
Back into that Wildcat.
Cooper Murphy, your Wildcat quarterback, he receives a snap. He runs behind his line to the left side. Flag is thrown as Cooper is forced out of bounds at midfield.
Going to have a hold there on the Cardinals. Tough play there. The Cardinals with Cooper Murphy with a nice gain there.
Other area matchups, we move over to the KVA. It's an interesting three-way tie at the top of the KVA between Olivet and Penfield and Schoolcraft. Thanks to Penfield's upset win over Olivet last week. Penfield and Olivet already in. The Panthers are hosting K Christian, and the Eagles are hosting Constantine. If Constantine wins, they get in. Schoolcraft is in also. They host Elton Kellogg. Galesburg Augusta at Maple Valley. Parchment visits Hackett.
Well, here we go. The Cardinals back. First down. 20 to go.
Full house backfield. Work under center.
Oh, big hole. Big hole there for DeMeester.
Gets up to the 45-yard line. Almost got back all the yardage lost on the holding call. Clock continues to move. The Cardinals only have one timeout left, I do believe. The scoreboard is might be inaccurate there.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Sean, but I think you're right there. I think Coach Scorefire had to call that other timeout
right.
When we had 12 men on the field. I'd like to see if we can get Blaze Watson at least a shot at a 30 or 40-yard field goal.
Second and 10, the pitch. Cooper Murphy runs for about three. Clock continues to move with 40 seconds left in the half, and their timeout is going to be called. And that, I believe, is the final timeout for the Cardinals with 40.7 seconds left in the half. They lead by one, 14-13.
There's two on the scoreboard, but
right.
Minus that one would be one, but I think somebody might have missed one there.
We check out the WTVB scoreboard once again. Stevensville Lakeshore now leading Niles 24-0. That game in the second quarter.
You have an update on that Lakeview score, Sean, at all?
I have not seen a halftime score come across our Twitter stream yet. Incidentally, we do have live scoring updates via Twitter and Facebook. Just look for the links at WTVBAM.com.
Well, it does read one timeout left up there on the scoreboard for the Cardinals, so we'll see what happens. It would be nice if they do have an extra one. Cardinals in the Wildcat here.
On third and nine. Snap goes to Cooper Murphy.
Oh.
Big hole up the right side of the line. First down and more to the 40. He's to the 30. And he's going to run out of bounds near the 20. Spot the ball at the 23. First and 10, Coldwater. 32 seconds left in the half.
Cooper Murphy with a big, looked like about a 35-yard run there. If nothing else, it puts us in field goal position.
I think this is a late second quarter or a halftime score as we revisit the WTVB scoreboard. Portage Central leading St. Joe 21-10. Back here, Wildcat formation. Snap goes to Cooper Murphy on first and 10. Found a hole up the left side. Down to the 15, to the 14. Clock is moving.
Just short of the first down.
Oh, my God. That might be the extra timeout that we think that they may
be
gifted.
Well, the officials keep track of that, too, on the field, Sean. So maybe that was an official timeout early in the game or something that we thought was credited to the Cardinals. But
well, it does stop the clock. 15 and a half seconds left to play in the second quarter. It's currently 14-13 Cardinals. They're driving down the field. It'll be second and about two from the 14-yard line once we resume play.
Be interesting to see the call here. So the Cardinals go for one pass towards the end zone and hoping they can get in, then have Blaze Watson kick. That's what it looks like they're going to do.
Well, they don't have much time to set all of that up, just 15 and a half seconds left in the half.
That's got to be a quick play. They can down the ball and maybe get Blaze in there.
Wildcat formation, second and two.
Offsides.
illegal procedure against the Cardinals just as Cooper Murphy received a snap. So,
actually, we should put 15.5 back up on the scoreboard. I don't know if they will or not, but there was 15.5 when that. Anytime you have an offside, the clock shouldn't run.
Go, 14 seconds showing in the half. Well, but they will bring in Blaze Watson. Looks like it is going to be about a 36-yard field goal attempt. The snap, the hold.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, sir.
Good
36-yard field goal by Blaze Watson, giving the Cardinals a 17-13 lead with 9.2 seconds left. We'll take this one final break and bring you the conclusion of the first half after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd. Show your Tigers pride and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
AM 1590, FM 95.5, WTVB.
Well, in a wake win, that illegal procedure call against the Cardinals wound up being a bit of a gift because that allowed them to set up a field goal.
Well, it did. They might have got one playoff before they wanted to attempt the field goal, but to be safe, I think it worked out just fine. Got a chance to see Blaze knock one down from what we figure, 36.
About 36 yards.
Great job there by Blaze and Watson. And we need one of those line drive kickoffs again, one they can't return.
9.2 seconds left in the half, 17-13 after the field goal by Blaze Watson.
And
he kicks the ball off, a low line drive kick. It is smothered at the 24. Checking out the WTVB scoreboard, it's now 21-13. Portage Central leading St. Joe, 4 minutes left to play in the first half. And at the half, Mendon leading Buchanan 27-0.
Well, the Cardinals got to be in that prevent defense here just in case the Blue Devils want to throw a long pass.
Just 1 second coming off the clock, first and 10. See what quarterback is out there for the Blue Devils. Nope, they're not going to do anything. Vander Mullen takes a knee because they'll get the ball to start the first half.
Well, nice job by the Cardinals right there at the end getting that field goal to put them up 17-13. And nice first half after what we thought was going to be an offensive battle.
The only score,
a defensive battle in the second period.
Yeah, with that only score in the second quarter being the Blaze Watson field goal.
Yes, it was. But
17-13 Cardinals lead at the half. Back with the Branch County Abstract and Title Halftime Report after this. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Can we get something straight?
If it's about camping or RVing, livestock or utility trailers,
I tail it to Haylett.
Haylett Auto and RV, the place to I try and buy.
Start online at HaylettAutoAndRV.com.
Shop and compare over 300 units in Haylett's giant, new and pampered pre-owned inventory.
If it's worth seeing, it's there.
Located online, then hightail it to Haylett and see it, try it, and buy it. Haylett has it all. Tent campers to travel trailers, fifth wheels to motorhomes, toy box carriers to two-horse bumper pulls, LQ horse stock and utility trailers. Haylett has wheels for whatever you're hauling. Hitches? Haylett has them. Parts and accessories? Haylett has a warehouse full. Buy from folks who use what they sell so they know what works. Need service? If Haylett's can't fix it, it ain't fixable. Rentals? You bet. A great way to get your feet wet and see if the camping life's for you. Online and on the ground. Hightail it to Haylett Auto and RV's 11-acre super lot just east of I-69, exit 13 on US 12, Coldwater, Michigan. Haylett Auto and RV clobbers big city prices.
The voice of Branch County for high school sports, AM 1590 WTVB Coldwater and FM 95.5 W238 CD Coldwater.
It's halftime here at Cardinal Field on the Coldwater High School campus. The Cardinals leading the Gull Lake Blue Devils by a score of 17-13. Halftime report brought to you by Branch County Abstract and Title, wishing good luck to the Cardinals. For title insurance, escrow closings, or other title or abstract services, turn to Branch County Abstract and Title, a local business serving Branch County since 1887, where their employees have over 230 years of experience. Branch County Abstract and Title is located at 22 Tibbetts Plaza in Coldwater. Call them at 278-6960. As we like to do when we're at home, we like to spotlight the Coldwater High School Cardinal Marching Band as they perform some of the music from their award-winning halftime show. Oompa Loompa song from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is performed by the Coldwater High School Cardinal Marching Band. We'll go ahead and take this two-minute break, bring you this week's edition of MHSAA Perspective, and then back here with a scoring summary and the numbers. 17-13, Coldwater leading Gull Lake. You're listening to Cardinal Football on WTVB.
Play ball!
Heading to the Tigers game? Before you do, make sure your bases are covered. Get to Meijer and pick up everything you need for a great outing, like officially licensed Tigers team apparel, caps, and collectibles, plus all your favorite game day snacks, party trays, and beverages, all at low Meijer prices. From sandlot games to the big leagues, it's summer, and that's something to celebrate. So get out with the crowd. Show your Tigers pride and score a home run on a great selection of sports apparel and party supplies, all at low Meijer prices.
For smart heating solutions for your home, see Nottawa Gas Company. Decorative floor and wall heaters from Nottawa Gas are 99.9% efficient and require no flue, venting, or electricity. Great for emergencies or to supplement your current heating system. These energy-efficient units will heat up to 700 square feet. Right now, you'll find the best selection of the season at Nottawa Gas Company, just east of Nottawa on M66, south of Tekonsha on Old 27, or online at nottawagas.com.
This is Scrap Chat with Max Hall, reminding you that while all metal has value, not all metal recyclers value you. At Omnisource, guys like me tell you what your metal's worth and how to make it worth even more the next time. Because we grind up and spit out scrap, not customers. Find frank advice and fair payment at one of our five Omnisource yards conveniently located in southwest Michigan. For locations and a list of metals we buy, visit Omnisource.com.
Hello, this is Jeff Wilcox from Drew's Place of Coldwater. In our family's 25 years in the care business, we see how difficult it is for seniors to leave their home. We see the unique challenges families face, especially with memory-related issues. This is why we have taken great pride in designing homes that cater to these issues related to memory loss. We have made it our goal to provide that specialized care at the most affordable rates in Michigan. Call us today for information or a tour of our facilities at Drew's Place of Coldwater. Call 278-9494.
Sportsmanship shall endure. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The news that hit the national airways last week about high schools in another state discontinuing post-game handshakes was discouraging. It gave us pause for concern what's happening in some places with educational athletics. But I'm sure that sportsmanship will endure. In spite of what gets thrown in our faces at other levels of sports, where sportsmanship has given way to the entertainment elements and that of being the best instead of being your best, sportsmanship will endure in school sports. I get to spend time in my job studying the history of educational athletics, and the cornerstones of what these games are built on should guide us today as they did 100 years ago. Teaching sportsmanship, expecting sportsmanship, and practicing sportsmanship is where it all begins. Without that, we're no better than club sports or any other level of sports. Without it, schools would have no reason to sponsor sports. Why would schools want to sponsor activities where disrespect is shown by participants and observers, players, coaches, and fans, to other participants, observers, and the people in charge, the officials? It's not that we haven't had our challenges here in Michigan. About 20 years ago, we had a series of events where we looked more like professional wrestling, with a boys' soccer coach headbutting an official during a tournament game, and then his team starting an all-out brawl on the pitch at the championship a week later. And a high-profile football game ended that season with players swinging helmets at each other, and that was just among other incidents. The MHSAA acted as swiftly as possible to restore order, to describe and demand the expectations of schools, to give them more educational tools to teach about sportsmanship and enforce sportsmanship, and then to expose those who displayed poor sportsmanship. After all, sportsmanship is a learned behavior. If you don't teach it, if you don't expect it, and you don't monitor it, you won't always get it. A co-worker and I discussed last week's happenings after reviewing the news coverage and the reaction by other state associations, which made no bones about their support for sportsmanship and after-game handshakes. We concluded the real riot would occur here in Michigan if we told our schools to stop this great tradition, this lesson, this truly teachable moment. Back with more in a moment.
All high school sports, but especially contact sports like football, produce their share of injuries. But never have its players been better equipped, better coached, and better protected by rules which have lowered, that's right, lowered catastrophic injuries. Football is a special sport, doing great things for kids, schools, and communities. It's safer than ever, and we're working to keep it that way.
A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. And so as civility in society continues to crumble slowly around us every day, school sports will continue its quest to be different, to be a valuable part of the most important game of all, the game of life. Sportsmanship shall endure. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.
Birds of a feather may flock together, but early birds and night owls can flock to Anytime Fitness in Coldwater because the secure facility is open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Plus, memberships are good at 2,000 Anytime Fitness clubs worldwide. Join any Tuesday in October and pay just $8 for the first month with no enrollment fee. Then take advantage of top-of-the-line cardio and hammer strength training equipment, as well as classes and personal training options at Anytime Fitness off US 12 and South Willowbrook Road in Coldwater.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who loved helping people, so I brought them all to work for me at Rainbow Motor Sales. Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Al.
Time to go to work, Angels. There's a college student that needs a reliable vehicle for school.
We're on it, Al.
I don't have any credit, and I need a new car today.
Don't worry. Your credit approval is guaranteed at Rainbow Motor Sales, and we will give you at least $1,000 for your trade.
Thanks, Rainbow Motor Angels.
Rainbow Motor Sales at the corner of Fremont Road and US 12 Coldwater, or visit us online at rainbowmotorsales.com.
Saving you money on great transportation is their specialty at Bobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Coldwater. Get the vehicle you need at the price to fit your budget to keep you on the road in any kind of weather. Buy here, buy now, and pay less at Bobilia. Check out all the specials on the lot or Bobilia.com. B-O-B-I-L-Y-A.com. Talk to Jeff Dollar, Jared Hetrick, Tom Whiteley, Dean Bobilia, and now Sean Stouter. You can also trust Bobilia to service your current vehicle. With their expanded service department, Saturday hours, and factory-trained techs, Bobilia will get you in and out quickly. call Service Manager Kip Burkhart for an appointment at 278-5623. 278-5623. Plus, at Mobilia, buy three oil changes and get the fourth one free. That's right, free. It's like saving 25% every time you get an oil change. And with their express oil change service, there's no need for an appointment. Mobilia Chrysler Jeep Dodge on US 12 across from the airport, Coldwater.